were the best, but you're just like all of the rest. Some girls look so naughty, some girls look so shy, but you look sweet and act so naughty. Here's the reason why I'm asking, how can you look so good? Still be the doggone bad. Why should your eyes be so darn full of lies? On the level, you're a devil, you look so bashful and shy, but you only use your looks as an alibi. So how can you look so good? Still be the doggone bad, naughty mama, still be the doggone bad.
Welcome to the program. Good evening, everyone, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages and of all backgrounds. This is the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here on WFMU, WFMU.org. I'm Mike the Barber. I'm sans Mac tonight. My DJ partner, Phonograph DJ Mac, is down south enjoying the heat underneath the weeping willow trees down in Florida. He will be back next week, but I'm going to entertain you for the next hour here, bringing you original ragtime, pop, jazz, and so much more. So much more. Sing it, Wally. Sing it.
Ain't that sign of a baby. so lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make you understand. It surely would be grand. I'm going to telegraph you, baby. Ask you, won't you please come home? 'Cause when you're gone, I worry all day. Please come home, 'cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain nevermore to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, but that will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, cruel papa? Baby, won't you please come
on your mind. I wonder what it is.
Say, I just had an argument with Ziegfeld.
Ziegfeld?
Corner Broadway and 43rd.
Some corner.
You know, Ziegfeld said, do you know who I am? I said, do you know who I am?
What happened?
He said, who I am?
Yes.
I said nothing. I was cornered.
Cornered? Some
corner. But it makes no difference what I start out to say.
Why not, Jim?
Why, this is what I wish to convey.
What is it, Jimmy?
Now, you know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No.
Why, Herald Square, Times Square, Columbus Circle, 96th. Say, where am I? I must have passed my station.
Why, he's lost.
They must have found out at Times Square that I passed my destination.
Why?
They sent messengers all over to get me the head of celebration.
I get it.
You know, as I got off the express, some yokel pushes me into a local.
What happened?
The crowd, seeing a mistake, pulled the emergency brake and shouted,
why, there's Jimmy, that well-dressed man.
So you know darn well I can do without Broadway.
What?
But can Broadway do without me?
No.
Say, fellas, you remember when Eddie Leonard got sick?
Certainly.
I'll never forget the date.
Neither will I.
I'm sitting home when in comes another telegram which read...
What it read?
The only one who can replace Eddie Leonard is you.
You?
I went, and when I went, and how I went.
He's a winter.
Why, the applause was deafening as I started crooning.
It was, yes, sir. That's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe.
No, that's not the song.
What was it, Jimmy boy? What was it?
For I love you. Either deed, a-ka-wa-ka-wa-ka-wa.
Ducks.
Why, Leonard gets well, Albee thanks me. I'm not home 10 minutes when in comes another telegram which read.
What read?
Jolson topples over. Please take his place. Write your own ticket, Lee and Jake.
Schubert.
Well, I steps out on that stage and on one knee.
One knee.
Not on both knees.
No.
Igazinta,
Igazinta,
rock-a-bye, my baby.
Sing it, Jimmy boy.
You know it, one of those kind of, sip it, one of those kind of sunny boys.
Get on a knee.
He sings on one knee, that Jolson.
Yes, and as I'm brushing off that knee backstage, Shubit says, Jimmy, put in both knees
and
Jolson goes.
Take it easy, Jimmy boy, please take it easy.
But being an old NVA man, artiste for artiste.
Artiste for artiste?
I know darn well I can do without Broadway.
But
can Broadway do without me?
No, no.
Hey, can Broadway do without me?
He wrote and directed that song himself, Jimmy Durante, along with Lou Clayton and Eddie Jackson with Can Broadway Do Without Me from 29. We heard Miss Eva Taylor in there with Baby Won't You Please Come Home from an OK Label of 1922. And I love those tunes that are just bare piano. You know, there's no way to hide it if it's good or bad. If it's good, it's out there in the front. If it's bad, you don't listen to it. But that was a good one. And we had Broadway Bellhops starting us off after the intro with Ain't That Kind of a Baby from 27. The first song we heard tonight was Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike, also known as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in 1940's Pinocchio. You may have recognized his vocal stylings with or without ukulele. How Can You Look So Good from 1925. All right, you're listening to WFMU. Mike the Barber here. I'm without my DJ partner Mac tonight as he's down among the sheltering palms in Florida. But I'm bringing you, at least for the next 47 minutes, some of these old-time tunes that we play for you every Tuesday evening here in Jersey City, all the way in Jersey City. Let's continue forward. Let's go back, though, to 1912. It was the same year as the Titanic disaster, but it was also the same year of Al Jolson's birth to recordings, to waxing his voice. And you heard Durante mentioning Jolson. If for some reason you never heard him before, you may have not heard him in 1912, but this is one that's from that year. It's written by Harry von Tilzer. Now, Jolie was born in Russia as Asa Jolson, performing on stage as early as 1898. He was featured by the turn of the century at the age of 14 on the sheet music for a song called For Old Time's Sake with his singing partner Fred E. Moore. Let's hear this one, though, which was from the second session that he did with Victor, Snap Your Fingers.
Oh, honey, honey. Oh, honey, honey, just hear that bell. Oh, lovey, lovey, oh, lovey, lovey, that music is grand. Oh, sweetie, sweetie, oh, sweetie, sweetie, don't hesitate. I want it down, I want it down, I just can't wait. Oh, honey, just hold me tight. I'm dancing mad tonight. Snap your fingers and away you go. Snap your fingers and whip along. Just throw your shoulders high. Just roll that roguish eye. Snap your fingers as you roll along. You can't go wrong. Don't you leave me, honey. Don't you leave me now. Don't you leave me now. Don't you dare leave me now. Oh, oh, don't say no. Snap your fingers, away you go. Oh, lovey, lovey, oh, lovey, lovey, I'm dreaming that's all. Oh, sugar baby, oh, sugar baby, don't leave any call. Oh, honey, honey. Oh, honey, honey, for me or more. I want it down, I want it down. I can't tell why. Oh, sweetie, now don't let's go until the rooster crow. Snap your fingers, away you go. Snap your fingers and whistle low. Just so damn shoulder high. I just roll that roguish eye. Snap your fingers as you roll along. You can go wrong. Don't you leave me, honey. Don't you leave me now. I said, don't you leave me now. Don't you dare leave me now. Oh, oh, don't say no. Snap your fingers, away you go.
Cuddle, cuddle. talk to me. Mesmerize me, hypnotize me, babe, I don't care. Be my turtle dove, show me the way to love. Press your evolution, leaps up to mine. Just like sipping honey from a honey vine. Cuddle, 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 close as you can. Loving to step a man. Oh, huddle, 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 don't let me be. Come on, cuddle. Cuddle up to me. Mesmerize me, hypnotize me, babe, I don't care. Be my turtle dove, show me the way to love. Press your revolution, lips up to mine. Just like sipping honey from a honey vine. Cuddle, 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 close as you can. Love is to step a man. Gee, you certainly are some two-stepping man.
Oh, that ever-loving foghorn of a voice from her very early years, Miss Sophie Tucker. That's actually what she thought of herself. She said, oh, I heard myself coming out of from the Edison recordings in 1910. I sounded like a foghorn. But it's got some true grit to it. That loving two-step man from the year of 1910. We heard Prince's band with a turkey trot entitled On the Mississippi from 1913. Had your Peabody and Castle Walking all over the dance floor. And then Al Jolson, 1912, with Snap Your Fingers. Snap Your Fingers from 1912. This is the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program. Mike the Barber here. Sans Mac this evening. If you want to follow more information, you could check out Mac through Instagram at Phonograph DJ Mac. Or myself, Mike Will Cut You. And find more information at MikeWillCutYou.com. And the comments board is open, so I'm able to follow all the questions and comments, etc., etc. Let's go ahead to 1932 right now, the great Earl Hines with I Love You Because I Love You.
I love you, and that's good enough for me. I could say what I think of you and talk of it constantly, but I love you because I love you, and that's good enough for me. I don't know the reason or why for the things you make me feel. You're the only one that I care for, that alone I know is real. I could mention stars above you, try writing poetry, oh baby, I love you because I love you, and that's good enough for me. Thank you.
I'm raving and craving all the day through. Life holds no charms for me. It's just a prelude in blue. Now won't you come back? Haiti, Haiti, oh how I miss you. Hody, hody, and long to kiss you. Heidi, Heidi, won't you hold me close to you? Zazu, zazu, zio, baby, baby. What shall I do? I can't go on like this, 'cause I'm just mourning for you. Say you're mourning, I'm mourning, mourning, mourning for you. I can't go on like this, just mourning for you. I'm raving and craving all the day through. Life holds no charms for me. It's just a prelude in blue. Now won't you come back? Hody, hody, how I miss you. Hady, hady, I long to kiss you. Heidi, Heidi, hold me close to you. Zazo, zo, ziwazi, old baby. Oh, baby, what shall I do? I can't go on like this, 'cause I'm just mourning for you. I can't go on. What shall I do?
Thank you. ass women, they come from Timberland. All peachy ass women, they come from Timberland. When they get all this deep, they gotta do the best they can.
They said it, not me. A Black Woman is Like a Black Snake from 1928 by the famous Memphis Jug Band, recorded in Memphis, Tennessee. But what can you expect from a band that spit out such tunes as She Stabbed Me with an Ice Pick, Taking Your Place, Feed Your Friend with a Long-Handled Spoon, I Whip My Woman with a Single Tree, Dirty Butter, What's the Matter? You may recognize more of their endlessly covered ones, like On the Road Again, Lindbergh Hop, Stealin', and a couple more. They sort of paved the way for that jug band, washboard, bucket kind of sound with Will Shade, Minnie Wallace, Hattie Hart in their band during those years. We had the Mills Brothers in there with the, ever so soulful 1935, Moanin' for You. Just gives you chills up and down your spine. Earl Hines and his band with I Love You Because I Love You before that in 1932. Let's continue right along here as we're halfway through the program. How does it happen already? Let's take it way back to 1908 right now. Those who've been to New York are familiar with the taxi cabs in the city. Here's a song that came out about 2 years after taxis really hit the streets in sort of a modern way. And you'll hear references that Edward M. Faver makes to this tune in the way that the meter was running, and you hearing the click, click. It was a sort of a tick-tock kind of mechanism that was actually hung outside of the car on the left side of the mirror, and that would keep the timing and the rate that people would travel at in their taxi cabs. Anyway, here's a lovely comedic waltz from 08 with Take Me Round in a Taxi Cab.
Angle cab that's designed to keep tab, to show you how far you may go. But if you're discreet, it is easy to beat, as any wise person must know. A register's there to keep track of the fare, while you watch the girl at your side. Now what could be fairer than that as a squarer? So come take me out for a ride. Take me round in a taxi cab for two. Start a pace, the machine can trace, be game and I'll stick with you. Toot, 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 the tooter. Tick, tick, the meter can flap. If you want to know if I'm speedy or slow, take me round in a taxi cab. Now the hack and coupe, they have both had their day. Their nights too, I might say as well. A handsome passe, brougham's get in the way. An open barouche isn't swell. So come for a laugh and we'll drive through the park. At Claremont we'll wine and we'll dine. I don't mind caresses, but don't muss my dresses. The taxi cab I sign for mine. Take me round in a taxi cab for two. Start a pace, the machine can trace, be game and I'll stick with you. Toot, 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 the tooter. Tick, tick, the meter can flap. If you want to know if I'm speedy or slow, take me round in a taxi cab.
Loose in the chase, you can see trouble all over my face. 1 year ago all this sorrow began when I got married to a lazy man. Every morning about half past six, my husband wakes me with a few hard kicks. I have to make the fire or I don't get fed, while he eats his breakfast as he lays in bed. make no name but trouble. You pronounce it with a sigh. What causes all the misery in this land? If you want to find out, ask any married man. And he'll say M-A-T-R-I-M-O-N-Y. Now, friends, I'll give you some real good advice. Yes, matrimony may be very nice. Folks all say marriage is simply sublime, but I'll take single life most any time. Once I was positively single it, now I am negatively double knit. Within my flat I was a queen a short time back, until I drew a king that beat the whole blame sack. M-A-T-R-I-M-O-N-Y. That's a high tone name for trouble. You pronounce it with a sigh. What causes all the misery in this land? If you want to find out, ask any married man. And he'll say M-A-T-R-I-M-O-N-Y.
How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, dancing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's the mystery. They'll never want to see a rake of plow. And who's a deuce can Polly Boo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
With vocals out front by Noble Sissel, that was Lieutenant James Reese Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Hellfighters Band. That was the actual full label that that was on the record, with How Are You Gonna Keep Him Down on the Farm After They've Seen Parry, recorded for the Pathé label, like they did a bunch of songs from the year of 1919. The song was incredibly popular when introduced in that year, and actually versions by Nora Bays and Arthur Field sold especially well. Lyrics question, as you heard, if American men returning from battlefields, and especially Parry, will readily settle down to the farm chores that they were used to before. Broadway lights and jazz clubs were more alluring, of course, but the song asked a true, real question, especially when African Americans performed it. Those musicians were asking, how will America keep returning black soldiers down after they have tasted equality while serving in France, which is what Jim's men did notice as they were over there, and they were equals. Jim Europe's musicians were not the only blacks to record this at the time, for Dabney's band recorded only weeks after Europe's did, and only months after the recording, Jim was stabbed to death by one of his disgruntled drummers. We heard May Irwin before that with M-A-T-R-I-M-O-N-Y, Matrimony, little marriage comedy in blue. No, from 1907. We heard N-Word M. Favor with a scratchy waltz, Take Me Round in a Taxi Cab from 1908. You're listening live to WFMU on this lovely Tuesday evening, or you're listening to an archive, and I thank you very much. Mac thanks you very much. All of us do. And you can listen to the Ragged Antique Phonograph program every Tuesday here in Jersey City. You could follow us on our Tumblr, you can follow us through our Facebook, Michael W. Haar, last name spelled H-A-A-R, or you could look up the Facebook page Ragged But Right, and then Phonograph DJ Mac, and MikeWillCutYou.com. Lots of information, but again, if you listen to Archive, I know you got that rewind button at your fingertips. All right, let's continue right along here with about 16 minutes left in the program. I want to go to George Olson and his music in the year of 1924 at the height of the jazz era. And there's going to be a vocal that you're going to hear in the chorus by Billy Murray, one of the most popular stars of the acoustic recording era, which I'm playing for you this evening. And Billy Murray at this point was pretty much 21 years into his career. He started early and had a beautiful voice during the early phonograph days, and so this is sort of he's a little past his prime here, but you don't notice it in his voice. He's out front, and his just the way he hits all those words, and you could really understand everything's clear. His he enunciates every word. Everything. Anyway, here they are doing My Papa Does in Two Time, No Time.
around Ned about this little book on etiquette, don't you think we better tell the folks who wrote it?
Sure, sure. Now, I'm the guy that wrote the book on etiquette.
You're the guy.
Why, I know just how all your vittles should be at.
Won't you tell us?
I have writ this little book about mistakes I've saw.
Have saw?
So take them down and don't forget that what I say is law.
Always leave your spoon up in your coffee.
Don't put it in your eye.
Starting with your soup, first sound your A. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife. So tuck the napkin in so it will stay
right under the chin.
Always put both elbows on the table.
Right on the table.
And many other pointers we could mention. Always gesture with your fork. Friday means it's fish or pork.
Thank you
for your very kind attention.
Now let's take chapter two.
When your tea is hot, why use your saucer?
Pour it in, sip it down.
Pick the pumpkin pie up in your hand.
Always take big bites.
Never ask for anything that you can safely reach. Read rule 82, you'll understand.
Read it carefully.
Wipe your plate with bread when you have finished.
Get it clean, you won't have to wash it.
And many other pointers we could mention. Grab your glass so it won't drop. Always finish when you stop.
Thank you
for your very kind attention.
Now let's skip down here to chapter 33.
Always mix your peas with your potatoes.
Always.
This makes eating with your knife a cinch.
Be careful, don't get cut.
When somebody asks for bread, grab several in your mitt and deal them out like you were dealing flinch.
Bridge, pinochle, rummy.
Take two toothpicks, you may sometime drop one.
You never can tell.
And many other pointers we could mention. Put your gum beneath your plate. Eat so fast you won't be late.
Thank you
for your very kind attention.
Now, John, let's take chapter 55.
Fine.
Never cut spaghetti up in pieces.
No, no, no.
But eat it like a chicken eating worms.
You know those long ones that stretch?
Always cut a pickle so the halves fly off your plate. Be careful of bacteria and germs.
The nasty things.
When you're eating grapefruit, wear your goggles. And many other pointers we could mention. Finger bowls are set close by. In event your glass runs dry.
Thank you
for your very kind attention.
Now we come to the last chapter.
Wear your earmuffs eating watermelon. Tiddlywinks is proper with the seeds.
You know, snap them in a glass.
When you're eating cake, be sure to eat the frosting first. Then you'll see exactly what you get. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers we could mention. Never let your ice cream melt. Loosen two holes in your belt.
That is, of course, if you're a gentleman.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Old soul and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife. had a high old time all the whole night through. What was it that King Cole said and his fiddler too?
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right through my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or home, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.
That was the Revelers in 1925 with Show Me the Way to Go Home. They were being backed up by Nat Shilkret and the International Novelty Orchestra, written by Jimmy Campbell, Irving King, Reg Conley, as a number four hit song from 25. We heard the Motor Motor Oil Twins with Etiquette Blues. I played months ago Happiness Boys rendition with Jones and Hare from 1928. That was the Mona Motor Oil Twins version of Etiquette Blues. George Olson and his music preceded that in 24 with My Papa Does in Two Time, No Time. And as we're wrapping up the show here, I'll get to play Frank Crummett, a little bit of Stumbling, a Zez Confrey tune from 1922.
Joke. This is one on me. Took my gal to a dance at the Armory. Music played, dancers swayed, then we joined the crowd. I can't dance, took a chance, and right then we started. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, so funny. Stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey. Notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, just a little bit, quite a little bit. Young and small, short and tall, folks most everywhere, take a chance to do this dance, they think it's a bear. People rave and they crave just to do this step. Off they go, nice and slow, when the band starts playing. Stumbling all around, stumbling all around, so funny. Stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey. Notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, quite a little bit.
How I would love 1 hour with you. 1 hour of just being with you. Then I could say what I'm feeling and concealing in my heart. night when all our dancing is through, and moonbeams fall on roses and you, perhaps you may even say that you love me too, and let me stay 1 hour with you.
Thank you, Mr. Sinella. Andy Sinella and his orchestra. How about it? 1 hour with you from 1932. 10 years prior, we had Frank Crummett. You heard all those. He loves doing the rolling R's for stumbling on that Zez Confrey tune. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the program. Don't worry, Mac will return along with me next week for more old-time tunes here on the Ragged Antique Phonograph program. Until then, you can check out more information at either MikeWillCutYou.com or go to Mac's Instagram, Phonograph DJ Mac. Until next week, thanks so much for listening. Au revoir. I'll say his 19th night. I'll say my au revoir, but never goodbye. And stay tuned for Irene next here on WFMU. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Ta-ta. Signing off.
Thank you.